B95.5 FM. WUTQ, that is Tony Bennett, and I fall in love too fast. 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's 8:26, the Friday morning talk of the town show, and I am Mike Walsh, and we are joined in the studio this morning by the now Democratic candidate for Oneida County Sheriff, Rob Machel. Rob, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, I guess we have to say presumptive primary win at this point because the numbers aren't out, but the numbers would seem to indicate that, or not all the numbers are.
Right.
I think
we're quite comfortable, and it was a very positive campaign. We certainly enjoyed the whole process, and we still got 7 more weeks to go, so we're pretty excited about that.
A positive campaign is always a good thing, and it always speaks highly of a candidate.
Absolutely.
You really can't just look at a candidate's credentials. You also have to look at the way they approach the campaign to find out what kind of person they are and what kind of administration they're going to bring with them.
Absolutely, and how they handle themselves when they're in different situations. So, I mean, we've always, outside outside running a campaign, in the career line that I am in, it's very important to be able to always take the high road, lead as the example.
Absolutely.
Lead by example. And we ran a great positive campaign. We're going to continue with that message. So
talk to me about now that you're gearing up for the general election. If you thought the primary was tough, here we go now. Now it gets down and dirty, and you got, about 7 weeks?
About 7 weeks, and we're going to begin actually on Monday. Each week we're going to be releasing various phases of our six-point plan in specific detail. The sheriff's badge, the sheriff's star, has 6 points on it, so that's our theory behind that. We've got six different plans that we'll be unveiling with specific information on them. But, again, we're going to take the high road. We're going to be very positive. This campaign is about the past versus the future. We want to bring that new generation of law enforcement to Oneida County, and we're very confident that our message will get out there strong. And I have to believe that the people want, you know, that new generation of law enforcement to come to their county, and we're here to deliver it.
Okay. And actually, you didn't come in today to talk about the race for sheriffs. Just coincidentally, the timing happened to be right. But we did want you in today to talk about the general fund.
Yes.
In New York Mills.
Yes.
And can we break for news and then talk about that when we come back?
Sure.
Have you got a couple of minutes
Absolutely.
To hang out? I know that you're going to be a very busy man
Absolutely.
Now. Okay.
Thank
we'll
you.
Be back in just a minute. Rob Machel, the mayor of New York Mills and now the Democratic candidate for Oneida County Sheriff. We'll talk about the general fund in just a couple of minutes from right now. 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 o'clock. Time for news.
Good morning. I'm Dave Green with the latest news for Utica and Central New York on B95.5 FM WUTQ. Governor David Patterson said yesterday he will start state employee layoffs by the end of the year because an early retirement plan didn't yield enough savings and public employee unions have refused to consider givebacks. In July, Patterson said planning for layoffs was already underway. Village trustees in Lowville have voted to set aside a proposed snowmobile and all-terrain vehicle law after residents complained it was too restrictive. The proposed law would have banned operation of snowmobiles and ATVs within the village other than by residents on his or her property. Their use also would have been forbidden altogether between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. New York State had 1,156 traffic fatalities last year compared with 1,238 in 2008. The number of alcohol-impaired driving fatalities also fell during the same period from 346 to 321. Your B95.5 forecast today, isolated showers this morning, cloudy, then gradually turning sunny this afternoon, high near 64. Tonight, clear, low 40. This weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, 72. Sunday, a slight chance of showers, partly sunny, high 66. That's the latest news from B95.5 FM. Listen at noon and 5 p.m. for the WKTV News Hour on B95.5 FM, WUTQ 1550, and 1480 AM WADR. Hour is just before dawn.
believe for me that it's something that everybody needs. Each night before you go to bed, my baby, whisper a little prayer for me, my baby, and tell all the stars above. This is dedicated to the one I love.
This is dedicated.
What you think of Utica's all-new B95.5 FM, WUTQ. Email us today. Comments at B95.5FM.com.
27 now before 9. It is 8:33, the Friday Morning Talk of the Town show, and it's Rob Machel who is with us this morning. Rob, you're up working all night.
About 3:30 this morning.
Okay. So, yeah. So I'm sure you were probably, when the alarm went off, you're thinking, oh, great, I get to get up and go be on the on Mike's show. I'm sure you were
actually,
very excited
about
that.
Actually, I slept through the alarm, and my teenage daughter is the one who actually had to shake me to wake me up.
So. Wow. All right. Well, you're here.
I'm here, and I feel really good.
So. Yeah, I'll bet you do. Nothing like 4 hours sleep to get you up and running. We wanted you to talk a little bit about the general fund today in New York Mills, because a lot of times when something is in print, people read it, and people hear what they want to hear, see what they want to see, and kind of read what they want to read. So when a story comes out in the OD that says essentially that all the money that was in the New York Mills general fund is gone, people all of a sudden jump to the conclusion that, oh, my Lord, the town is broke, and they just kind of go from there.
Yes.
How much money was in the general fund, say, 3 years ago? Or when you took
when
office?
When I first took office 10 years ago, there was a general fund balance of about $600,000.
Okay.
At the time, our overall operating budget was approximately $1.4 million. So we had a general fund balance that was equal to about half of the budget, which is a huge, huge number.
Okay. So what is the purpose of the general fund?
General fund is basically the amount of money that's left over after you operate at the end of the year, compiled year after year. Some people refer to it as the rainy day fund.
Mm-hmm.
It's cash on hand that could be used for pretty much anything.
Okay.
In your municipality's operations.
So 10 years ago, there was a general fund of $600,000 plus or minus a little bit. And today, if we were to look at the account today, how much would be in there?
Approximately, in that account, there's around $80,000
in
rainy day funds.
So that's where people are a little bit concerned, thinking.
Totally understandable.
Understandably. So what I'd like you to do is explain why we went from $600,000 to $80,000, and what is the state of
actually,
New York
Actually, a year ago, and the figure in the OD was correct, it dropped down to, I think, about $16,000 a year ago, and it's actually come back up to $80,000. But here's the other half of the story.
Okay.
That's only half of the story. In addition to the general fund balance at the end of the year, municipalities are also allowed by law to establish what are called capital reserve accounts. And that is where a governing body can set aside money for specific reasons, specific things, where the general fund can be used for general operating things, in the day-to-day operations, or if you need major purchases or whatever. The capital reserve accounts, the board establishes what they're going to be used for, and those funds can only be used for those specific things. So that is correct. When I go back originally to our operating budget, we had a fund balance that was in excess of 50% or about 50% of our total operating budget. We continued to tax people 10 years ago, the same amount, and yet we didn't do any of the improvements that our community so desperately needed. So that was my platform when I ran 10 years ago. Here's what our community needs. Whether it be the major upgrades to the Department of Public Works equipment, an upgrade to the police department staffing. We had an understaffed and poorly equipped police department. Our infrastructure was collapsing. And the community basically needed to be revitalized. That's the platform we ran on 10 years ago. We won with overwhelming numbers. So the people knew what our plan was. And we began to utilize that very large general fund balance, because it's recommended to have a fund balance about 5 to 10% of your operating budget. So in our case, at that time, $1.4 million, we should have had, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, no more than $140,000 in that fund, where we had about $600,000. So we were able to do a lot of the improvements that the community needed, you know, all open to the public. Everyone knew our plans. We were able to hold a line on property taxes. There were several years in a row that there were no property taxes because we were drawing down on this fund. And at the same time, those capital reserve accounts were greatly expanded. We have raised our capital reserve accounts approximately 68% in overall numbers since I've been in office. Today, there is just short of $500,000 in our five capital reserve accounts. Okay,
what are those accounts specifically
for? Those accounts
for?
Can be specifically used for the fire department, the police department, the highway department, Main Street reconstruction. We're setting aside money for that because it is something that is down the road and is very much needed. It's needed right now, but we're trying to await some responses on some grant applications. And the fifth one is a buildings account for municipal buildings that need upgrading. And when I took office, there was approximately just over $200,000 in a couple of those accounts. Now we're up to about just short of $500,000. So yes, the general fund, the rainy day fund was at $600,000 then. It's down to that $80,000 mark now. But our capital reserve accounts, which is a much safer place to put the taxpayers' money, that's running just short of $500,000. So over a 10-year period, we've seen very few tax increases. There were several years of 0% increases.
Right.
There was a few years of some slight increases. Our most recent budget that we're in right now, we had a tax increase, I think, of 2.9%. And again, we were able to do a huge list of goals, meet our goals that we put together 10 years ago. So 10 years ago, the people knew my plan. They voted me in. 4 years after that, they knew how much we've done, what we want to continue to do. They voted me in again. And then my third term, 2 years ago, again, knowing everything we've done, what our plans were for the future, they reelected me to a third four-year term. So all these things were, you know, the rest of that story, all these things were done in the open. And on top of that, 10 consecutive budgets, I received unanimous approval by the entire governing board, the entire village board. So those budgets, when you look at them year after year, there's a specific line item as to how much money I was proposing to draw down from the general fund that's unveiled in a public hearing. That's also something the board can vote against. But again, 10 consecutive budgets, I received unanimous board approval on all those budgets. So again, it was a totally open process. We made some incredible, you know, leaps and bounds in our community with revitalization and some rebuilding of many things. I stand behind every one of those investments. I'll stand behind them till the cows come home. I'm very proud of them. It's a very proud community. I'm honored to be their leader. And again, that's the other half of that story. And I'm glad that you've offered me the opportunity to give that. And, you know, because sometimes you're not able to tell the whole story. And then, you know, when negative things are said, you never get the chance to, you know, give the other side of the story.
So the $600,000 really was an unrealistic balance that was in there. And when you balance that with what was being done, services that were being performed and the city being kept up or the town being kept up, rather, that's kind of why essentially it was just too much money in there. It was
basically
out of whack with
basically.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's not fair to the people that, you know, you're holding that much money in a savings account while you're still continuing to tax them. And you're not doing any of the things that your community needs.
Exactly.
You know, and then there's those other things that always hit every municipality's budget real hard. I mean, when I took office in 2000, as compared to our most recent payment to the New York State Retirement System, we have seen a 1,000% increase on the cost for our retirement contributions for our employees. $1,000% increase. Then you look at, obviously, what's happened to fuel. I mean, it's come down quite a bit, but, you know, 2 years ago, we were paying for diesel fuel.
Yeah.
Then you look at road salt. I mean, the price of road salt has just gone crazy the past couple years. And we're one of those municipalities with a storm sewer and with a sanitary sewer system. We can't use sand. We have to use road salt. So, I mean, we're forced to use these expensive items. Then there's those unbudgeted things that come up. I mean, it's time after time. I'm thinking of one incident, and that again, just to show you what we deal with. we were doing what was supposed to be a $3,000 sewer job on Main Street last construction season. The minute you open up the road, you've got major infrastructure issues that you couldn't see from up above. Mm-hmm. That $3,000 job now becomes a $33,000 job. So again, at that point, you have no other recourse than to go to that rainy day fund. Sure. That's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. We were very fortunate to always have one. We continue to have one today, and I project by our next budget, we will be back to that 5-10% state recommended range for fund balance. So we are not in any, you know, we've never been in financially in trouble, and we're a very comfortable community, and we've made leaps and bounds with giving the people what they want and deserve, and there's still a lot of work to do. Don't get me wrong on infrastructure and other issues, but. We're very comfortable, and we have a great community.
All is well in New York Mills. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
Tell me what's good in New York Mills. Tell me what you're excited about right now.
In New York Mills?
Yeah.
Well, if you drive up Main Street, the one thing that stands out and the one thing that we are most proud of, or I am most proud of, right in the center of our great community is it's 2 years old now, but it's still a brand-new 33-unit low-income senior citizens housing complex and community center. It stands where the number 2 mill, the historic number 2 mill, once stood. That building was on the National Registry of Historic Places. That's where our name New York Mills came from the mills, and that was one of them. We were able to get a grant to totally demolish that complex, rebuild a replica, and the replica, many residents who live there today are residents who worked in those mills back in, back 70 or 80 years ago.
Wow.
It's just a phenomenal project. We are so proud of that. We got a great partner in the developer on that project. And right in front of that is our 911 memorial, which is another, focal point of the community. It's obviously we just had a ceremony there last week, but, the memorial is there for people to take a look at. To remember those victims lost. I mean, we've got a piece of steel from one of the towers in that memorial. We've got a brick from the Pentagon, the part of the Pentagon mm-hmm. that was struck in that memorial. So, again, it's a great community. Just drive through. I invite anyone to drive through and certainly just look at what we've got. And it's because of the great teamwork of not only my administration but our dedicated men and women that work for our community. It's just a great place, and I'm glad that my parents chose New York Mills to settle and raise their family, and my wife and I are doing the same.
All right, Rob, thank you very much for coming in this morning, clearing things up. Now, will you come back? Because obviously you're in a race now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anytime. A phone call away.
And, all right.
I'll be here, and I look forward to a positive campaigning season, and I look forward to debating my opponent.
All right. And, maybe we'll get you in here for debate. That'd be
absolutely.
A doable
I'm
thing.
Open.
All right.
I'm
Sounds open. Great. It's Rob Machel. He is the mayor of New York Mills. He's also the Democratic candidate now for the Oneida County Sheriff's Office. Go get some sleep, for goodness sake.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.